Mr. Moose Broker. That's MOOSEBROKER. First name is Gurtis with a GURTIS, 101083. Today is 422. Fifth complaint, opioid dependency medication refill. Number one, hypertension evaluation. Number two, go over lab results. Number three, history of palpitation. Number four, history of leg pain. Number five, history of fatty liver needs to be rechecked. Number six, history of high cholesterol. Number seven, dizziness. Number eight, family history of aneurysm and stroke. Our patient is a 38-year-old gentleman who's been on Suboxone now for about 4 to 6 weeks, doing quite well, has had no issues with Suboxone, no relapse or any other issues. His TPMP is clear, and he's only seen us for his Suboxone treatment period. His recent blood work showed triglycerides 201, cholesterol 130, liver function within normal limits, glucose 86. His TSH is normal, free T3, free T4 is normal, hemoglobin A1C is 5.3. His hepatitis profile is within normal limits in face of Suboxone therapy and opioid dependency period. Social, he doesn't drink, he doesn't use drugs, he smokes one pack a day. He's in between marriages. He's an operator at a plant. Family history, mom died of a stroke and aneurysm, dad died, but he doesn't know exactly what of immunization, no COVID immunization in the past, surgery, left femur surgery, allergy, Bactrim, ZPAC, medical problems, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, opioid dependency, medication, amlodipine, lisinopril, rosuvastatin, R-O-S-U-V-A-S-T-I-N, and Suboxone. See the doses. Review of system as above, 213 pounds, 100%, 97.9, 16, 73, 125 over 84, heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, make sure you have a decent short rash, or on the cosmopolitan lesion, logical non-focal assessment, Suboxone. patient is under Suboxone therapy, meets the criteria, knows our policy regarding Suboxone treatment. Period. Number one. Number two. Evaluation of his carotids reveals a thyroid cyst, 0.5 centimeter left side. We'll recheck. Carotid appears to be in great shape. Number three, because of his family history of stroke, a carotid ultrasound was thought to be necessary. And again, no evidence of obstruction was noted. Next number, thyroid cyst will observe. Next number, LVH noted in face of hypertension of his echocardiogram, which was done in face of longstanding hypertension. Next number, there's no sign of renal vascular hypertension as we looked at his kidneys. Next number, abdominal ultrasound is within normal limits. We looked at abdomen for possible worsening fatty liver, which looks minimal. The liver appears minimal fatty. Next number is opioid dependency, continue with Suboxone. Next number is he does have what looks like mild otitis externa on the left side. We give him some Cipradex today as well. Next number is blood work is up to date. Next number's findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the clinic. Next number, patient was given ample time to ask questions as well. Thank you.